Beep. Beep, beep.
Hey everybody, welcome to Snag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody!
I hurt myself. This is Miles.
What, are you trying to be Grover?
That's Grover doing like a one-hitter, man.
Hey everybody!
You have the little bong bubbles. Hey everybody!
Yeah.
No, I'm Super Grover! I can fly! They call me Ganja Grover!
No, I think I did. I injured myself doing that.
Yeah. Well, now you can sing C is for Cookie.
C is for...
No, I don't think I want to do that one.
There you go.
Man.
Do your Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Piper.
That's funny.
I don't know.
That was actually your best one out of everything.
I know, isn't it sad? No. Out of like the 10 voices I think I can do, that's probably the best one out of the bunch.
Hey,
it kills, man, it kills.
I was thinking about going to this porn party. Can I borrow your copy of Girls Gone Wild?
No problem.
Is that Big Bird? I didn't think Big Bird was on.
Ah, Miss Snuffy! You can't borrow that!
It's in my sock drawer!
It's Big Bird is Jim J. Bullock.
J. Master Rush.
Snuffy!
Yeah. Yeah, you're putting a lot into that.
I don't know. What is that? Was that a dig or what?
That was your own interpretation of the character. I give
you
that.
Okay.
You know, we all, you know.
I wasn't sure exactly what you were going with that.
I don't know. I'm just, you know. Who am I, you know?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Bert's Gone Wild.
Da, da, da.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at the pecker. Da, da, on the bird.
There you go. There you go. Oh, my goodness.
This is Miles. This is Static Radio.
Oh, I think we already said that, so...
Don't tell anyone that you're listening. Just listen for your own benefit.
Okay. Speak up a little bit, Miles.
Let me try this.
There you go. There you go.
Yes. All right, go ahead.
This is like Pitcher Week last week, or Pitcher, as I like to say.
Right.
Because, like, I took a couple pictures.
Right.
And you took a picture.
Right.
It's like we got all these goddamn pictures all of a sudden. I don't know what was going on. Going picture crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I was...
What? Yeah. Yeah. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, maybe?
Yes! Yes! I'm like Ed McMahon or something.
Yeah,
yes.
Evidently. Oh!
Yes! A lot of pictures, yes!
I'm having trouble, like, uploading my pictures.
My pictures!
I don't know.
Yeah, you have a lot of trouble.
I ask people at the cell phone place and they don't know.
Come on, man. You're already sold. What do they want to help you for?
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't love you.
I have a international talk show that must go on every stinking mother-loving weekend, week out, and I cannot have delays, all right?
Hey, I hear you.
And just because, you know, some people got a GED and a job, you know, that's my problem, I guess. So.
Get your GED and get a job.
Go work at the cell phone place.
That's right. Sell crappy plans to unsuspecting people with their GED.
That's right. got my GED in 10 years. Wait, long time.
Oh, my goodness. I bought mine on the internet.
So, what's going on this week now?
Oh, I was going to ask you about... I don't know, I just thought it was weird we had this picture thing. Did you look at that picture that I put up with the old-time deli?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think it was? Was it...
it looked like a reel-to-reel. Like an old,
yeah. Was it tape or was it what? You think it reel-to-reel tape?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think it like a movie, no.
Well, I don't know. There is reel-to-reel video. There's one-inch reel-to-reel video a long time ago. So it could have been that. I just assume reel-to-reel tape because that's probably the most common.
Would that have been what Bob Crane was using before he was killed? Or
I don't think he used one inch, did he?
I don't know how many inches he had. Anyway.
I didn't get to see the tape.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But it was just weird. I thought that was the weirdest thing. I actually just wanted to take a picture of gas prices, but I ended up noticing that, and I'm like, well, what the hell? Kind of weird. Somebody clicked on the wrong piece of clip art, I think. You know, it was supposed to be handlebar mustaches, and they got old reel-to-reel stuff, you know?
It's probably formerly some music store or something, or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird, though. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So anyway, but I was in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is way down south, but evidently you were a little further north in Missouri this weekend.
Yeah, I wasted my time going to Missouri this weekend.
There you go.
I crossed the state line into Missouri.
Or as we like to say, Missouri, if you live in...
Misery. It was Misery.
Oh, it was Misery, well...
Yeah, there's like nothing there.
That's
nothing.
Your family trip there.
Yeah. No, it was like, come, it's archaeology week in Missouri.
Oh, and all of Missouri is archaeology?
Come dig up whatever the hell you want. Go ahead. We dig ups.
So
Harry Truman, come get them. We don't care.
Oh, there you go. So where were you at in Missouri?
No, Wayland or something? I don't even know where I was.
Wayland and Madam?
Wayland and Madam. No, I wasn't wailing and mad. I was in like St. Francisville or something.
Tell me, Miles.
It's not even on the freaking map, man.
You're gonna dig something up or what?
I saw this little blurb in our local paper. I thought, well, I got nothing to do. I brought my kids down there. I thought, see if we can dig up something. I don't know.
You're good for that. Hey, we got nothing to do. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. So we went. It took like an hour to get there. It's like not even on the map. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like this crappy old farmhouse, right?
Digging my yard.
Yeah, there's like all these, you know, like hillbillies, you know, standing around with beers and stuff, and you know,
yeah,
tobacco stains on their shirts. And
are you related to me? Is that what you said?
I'm like, oh man, what's this? What is it? You know, there's like some outbuildings with like, you know, lemonade and tea and whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Well, where'd you dig at?
You weren't really supposed to dig anything. I didn't. Oh. Yeah, I thought I could just, you know, dig up whatever I wanted and, you know. No, I was just like a complete bust. It's like some abandoned farm that hasn't been farmed for a while, you know.
Yeah.
And like you can walk on these like trails that they've mowed out, which like have nothing on them, you know, except like spiders and wasps.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, what is the point to all this? I mean, what's the?
It's archaeology day.
I go, where's the damn archaeology?
Well, you're creating it by dropping your keys. You drop your keys out in the old weed patch out there, and then about 20 years later, somebody with a metal detector is going to find them.
You see this can of skull?
That's archaeology.
No, that's empty, ain't it? Now watch this. I'm going to throw this in the bushes. That's right. 100 years from now, somebody just like me is going to find this. You know, I don't know. It was just a complete bust. It was like nothing, man.
Well, that sounds fun. Were the kids thrilled or what? Did you get an elephant ear or a corn on the cob?
No, they didn't even have anything like that. I don't know what
Did you get corn on the cob, you know?
I had something to drink and that was about it.
Did you use the facilities? Because, I mean, that's one of your big things is you...
I don't think there were.
I believe
there.
you have a map that you pin, porta-potty pins on for all the places you've used facilities at.
This place doesn't necessarily even belong in a map. I mean, it's just not even mappable. I'm just reading, like, stuff I found on the internet get there. I'm like, what? Like, you know how that Buddy Holly video we have about getting to the Buddy Holly crash site?
Right,
Where I'm reading the directions on the video?
Uh-huh.
It's just like that. It's like, go 1/7 of a mile down the gravel road and turn north, which would be left. And then go down 1/4 mile and turn right.
And cool.
You're there with all the hillbillies and hicks you can handle.
That's what they should call it, hillbillies and hicks.
Hillbillies and hicks. Yeah, I go, where in the freak is the archaeology, man? Where?
Well.
Nothing, man.
Nothing. Well, so, I don't know. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not going back to Missouri. I'm not.
Ever again?
I've had it with Missouri.
All right.
I've had it.
That's fine by the people of Missouri, you know.
That's great. That's great. They should close the state, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I have a mystery for you.
All right. Mystery?
Put on your listening ears and tell me what this is.
Where did Bob's hair go?
Unfortunately, that's not a mystery.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Did you hear that?
Was that a woman's voice saying that was fantastic? That was fantastic. That was fantastic.
All right, now, I played that for you, right? You heard it?
Yes.
Now, tell me, what is that? What would your guess be? I'll play it one more time. What do you think?
Yeah.
That was fantastic. If you had to take a guess at what that was,
would this be like a Velma doll from Scooby-Doo, perhaps that one of your children own, or?
Well, no, I mean, what do you think it is as opposed to what, you know?
I think this is a Sharon Stone doll from Basic Instinct 2 that you gave to your children accidentally for your birthday.
You think
so? I don't
know.
I can't think of what this would be, that you would have some woman's voice and...
saying something to the effect of...
that was fantastic.
In kind of a weird, like, Marilyn Monroe breathy style.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that weird or what?
But the way she's saying it, though.
Yeah, it's a little odd, wouldn't you say?
Almost like she's asking the question. That was fantastic? That's what it sounds like to me, like she's asking it.
Yeah, it could be. I was thinking maybe I would send this to you, you know, just as a little ego boost for you. Anyway, I believe she's saying, isn't it fantastic?
One more time.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, maybe she's saying that.
Yeah, it's probably a little hard to hear over the...
Okay, all right.
But I took the kids to McDonald's, and this is an Ariel toy that I believe is not saying the right thing that it's supposed to, designed to say.
What toy is this?
It's I got it in the Happy Meal from one of my kids.
Yeah,
it's like this little necklace with it's got Ariel from the Little Mermaid on it.
Yeah,
and according to the pictogram, because they really don't ever write anything in the instructions, she's supposed to sing something. Because it's got like a musical note, but this is what it plays. Yeah, I don't think that's really what's supposed to be in there.
I'm getting turned on, though. You play it a few more times.
I believe maybe we'll be at the front end of this, but I believe that there's a problem with the McDonald's toys.
I think you've got a lawsuit on your hands. I think you've got some money coming quickly, man.
I think it's some kind of, you know, talking dildo or something. You know?
Didn't they have this problem before with other toys where, like, people recorded stuff? And
yeah, the Barbie, I think.
Yeah.
The Barbie toy. Yeah, and it's like, We get it, you know, and the kids all, they got to tear, you know, your kids do this, tear into the toy before they eat anything.
Right.
And my daughter's been walking around with this thing on, pushing that button, driving me nuts. And I go, I don't think that's really what that's supposed to do. And luckily, you know, these things, they tend to wear off pretty quickly, so.
You better let Daddy have that for a while.
And I just thought, this cannot be, you know.
That's a child, that's a kid's toy.
Yeah, it's a kid's toy. I probably should just go right to McDonald's and get another one just to see if it's, like, duplicated, but maybe I'll try it to this week. But I just can't believe that's the toy, you know what I mean? I think something's wrong with it.
Would you like a rusty trombone?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Would it's you like a donkey punch?
It's a wonder she's not. Yeah. You know, this just sounds so weird. I'm just glad it's not worse than that. I mean, at least, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a weird voice.
In what context does she say? See, I've only read.
I don't have no idea. That's all she says.
I've seen part of this movie once, I think, and that was like a long time ago.
I've seen it, like, probably within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
If not the last month. I can't remember if we watched it on our vacation or not. But I don't remember her ever saying those words and that method, that kind of tonal quality to them. So I'd say there's something awry with the old McDonald's toy that some Chinese guy's having a good laugh right now. I want to tell you that.
Is it that... Like, sometimes, like, porn movies will steal, like, real movies and make them into porn movies, like Crocodile Blondie or something.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, do you think that this is what might have happened?
Maybe. Maybe there's some kind of Little Mermaid porn ripoff, and she says...
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know. No, I don't know. That's weird. That's a little weird. That's a weird toy.
That's weird.
I mean, does it look okay? Like it?
Oh, yeah, it looks fine.
Looks like the Little Mermaid.
Looks fine,
it
yeah.
Just happens to say, isn't it fantastic?
Yeah. In that's kind of a dirty way, if you ask me. It's a little dirty.
But you're telling me?
It's a little dirty mermaid going on here, you know what I mean?
Gee, oh, man, you're right.
Lift up my scales, you know?
Yeah.
See if you can find a hole there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, well, you know.
Smells fishy.
So yeah, I'm waiting for the news report. Maybe we'll be the ones to break the news on the Little Mermaid.
Isn't there like the bad guy in that and a woman or something? Or?
Yeah, it was. She's like an octopus lady.
I wonder what she says. Oh, that's good.
That's right.
I can't remember her name now. What was her name?
It wasn't Pussy Galore, was it?
No, it wasn't Pussy Galore. I can't remember.
Ursula,
that's it.
Ursula.
Hey, you would remember. I think this probably is turning you on quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, it is fantastic. It is.
I've watched Little Mermaid every week for the last 20 years.
Oh, I'm turning Japanese. Oh.
I love the whole, you know, fish woman becomes real woman becomes fish woman.
All I remember is my nephew pointing out that in the cartoon, it appears that there's a character on the boat that seems to be somewhat aroused. I remember my nephew pointing that out to me.
They call him Miles.
Yeah.
It's Miles the Longshoreman.
I don't know. I'll have to contact my nephew. He could tell you that.
The Little Mermaid myth's coming out here now.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Yeah. That's you're telling me that, you know, Flounder's swimming around with a big chubby or something now is what you're going to say. Huh?
Isn't it fantastic?
So we'll wait and see what the... what the fallout is if there's, like, bad voice pieces in these toys.
Well,
or...
what I'm more excited about with McDonald's is they're going to have breakfast all day long. Yeah.
Oh, are they really?
They're thinking about it. Yeah.
I haven't heard that. Is that something only in Iowa or what?
No, I mean, everywhere, dude.
Really?
I mean, it's going to be a while away, but it might be reality someday.
I don't know why it's a while away. I don't know, understand what the holdup is. They can do it if they want to.
They have to revamp their restaurants or something. I don't know.
I don't know how why they have to do that.
Dude, I don't know. I'm just saying, all right? It's been on the news.
Because when I worked at McDonald's, we cook breakfast, and then you just clean up and you cook lunch.
Next to the Berlin Wall coming down, this is probably the second best news I've ever received.
I don't think that's such a good idea for you.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I thought it was fantastic.
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to do it after this. I mean, this is going to be pushing them over the edge.
That was...
Maybe that's what they're introducing, the new breakfast all day. Breakfast all day at McDonald's. Why, yes, Ariel, it is. Now go down, you know, and continue my Hummer.
Ha ha ha.